anything like that. But
water the yard into it. I think it's 57,000 a year, something like that, up to that. And so you can both participate in the 401k and then with your self-employed income do a SEP.
Your news and information leader for over 75 years. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, Burlington. The following is a sports presentation of News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. Notre Dame Girls High School Volleyball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR is brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Pizza Ranch, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping. Now, with tonight's game, here's Casey Fleming.
Well, somebody's going to Cedar Rapids in the state tournament for the first time ever tonight. Might be Waco, might be the Notre Dame Nikes. Neither team have ever been to the state tournament in the history of their volleyball programs, for that matter. We've learned that this is Waco's first regional championship game ever. And if Notre Dame's been to a regional championship game, it's been a while. So it should be an exciting match as the girls are going to leave it all on the floor tonight in the Region 8 final. These two teams have had great seasons. They've met before. Notre Dame won back on October 8th, 3-1. But I talked to a coach, Mike Davis. He says you throw all that out when it's tournament time. And I fully agree. In other sports, when you play two or three times, like in basketball sometimes, that can make a little bit of a difference. We always say it's tough to beat somebody three times. But, you know, volleyball, a little bit different. And that was almost a month ago. So we throw that out the window, and both teams have been on a streak. Both teams, of course, in their last five games, victorious, three of them in the tournament. Waco comes in after they beat Sigourney, 3-0. North Mahaska, 3-0. Then a very good Lisbon team, 3-2 at Lisbon Monday night. So that was a very tough and emotional game for Waco. Meanwhile, the Nikes been on quite a run as well. They started the tournament against Wapato, beat them 3-0. They beat a good Winfield team 3-0. And, of course, the epic battle that we were at in Fort Madison at Holy Trinity on Monday night, knocking off 8th-ranked Holy Trinity and the Crusaders in what was just a dogfight, 3-2. And Holy Trinity ends a long run going to the state tournament. But what a fantastic season for Coach Friesmeier and the Crusaders as they wrap up another stellar campaign. And they'll be back next year, you know, better than ever. We know that. So we congratulate Holy Trinity and all their fans and families and support staff and crew for putting together just an amazing team and quite a game last night. I do have to apologize. I was calling the Round Bureau girl, the Mamer girl, most of the night. I had a little numbers mixed up, so I apologize to our friends down in Lee County for getting a couple of those names sideways. But it was fun. It was the first ever volleyball match broadcast on KBUR. And it was my first ever volleyball match broadcast, period. I've been to a number of them and a fan and stuff. But, you know, other than knowing who, like, Karch Karai and a couple of the Olympians are, that's about it for my volleyball knowledge. Thankfully, we've got our in-house Eastern Iowa volleyball expert is Chin Nguyen. And Chin is part of the Iowa Rockets organization, and he's been involved in coaching a lot of the girls in Southeast Iowa in travel volleyball in the off season. So Chin was there for that big match down in Fort Madison on Monday, and he's back with us tonight. Chin, thanks for coming down again.
You betcha. I had a fun time last time, so going back for some more.
Yeah, well, it should be a good match. I don't know a lot about Waco. I know they've got one of the better defenders in liberos, I think, in the state. When you look at, where's the name, Aubrey Garnsey. She's ranked number one in a couple of the defensive and dig statistics in Class 1A and really seems to be a heck of a defender. And then they got some good size up front. One of their gals is the number one blocker in 1A. And, of course, we know quite a bit about Notre Dame and their hitters and some of their gals that we watched on Monday night. But do you know much about the
yes.
Waco squad?
Waco has a couple girls that played for Iowa Rockets last year. Their outside hitter, number 14, Morgan Graber, has improved quite a bit. She's going to be their number one attacker this match. And their setter, coach's daughter, Grace Coble, she's a pretty good setter. She distributes that ball very well. So,
well, and I've learned some things since Monday. Had a few volleyball parents remind me we don't say spiking. It's a hit or
it's a
kill,
hit.
But spiking, apparently that's
yes.
amateur hour.
Yep.
Okay, so anytime I say spike, I think they're keeping tabs back at the Cat Club. They got some sort of listening party. The Cat Club's kind of a private you know place over on the north side of Burlington where there's some volleyball fans gathering tonight. But I don't know if I hope they're not keeping a tally on my saying spike. I'm going to try to say hit. You know, thanks again, Chin. We really appreciate the insight you bring, not only in knowing some of the girls, but knowing the game. And knowing a little bit about both teams, any thoughts on what teams, what they might be doing tonight defensively or anything different?
You know, I think Waco didn't have much luck last time when they played Notre Dame. They might change something up, maybe move Morgan in the middle. I don't know. But right now, it's gonna be tough for Waco to beat Notre Dame today.
Well,
but
we'll find out in about 4.5 minutes. As we get ready for the first serve. But we'll take a quick break back in 2 minutes with more pregame from Mount Pleasant right here on News Radio 99.3 FM and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Wow, what a tree sale that was. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's had so much fun putting trees on sale, we decided to try it again with all the colorful bushes and shrubs we have left in stock. We have beautiful summer sweet, 4 varieties of nine bark, and all varieties of barberry at 40% off. We have a great selection of azaleas, several colorful varieties of viburnum, and spireas, all at 25% off. Many colors of roses, sumac, and lilac, some that just arrived last week, at 20% off. Brilliant red dwarf burning bushes, sweet spire, along with boxwoods and all conifers, 10% off. Heck, if it's a shrub of any kind, Ritter's will take 10% off. Well, you are saving all this money on shrubs. You can load up on bulk rock in 3 varieties and bulk mulch to protect your tender perennials and roses from the harsh winter weather. Inside, Ritter's has transformed a garden center into a fall and winter decorating showplace. Come see why fall and winter decorating will make your friends and neighbors say,
wow, it must be by Ritter's.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we just want you to know Pizza Ranch is here. Pizza Ranch is here with contactless delivery and curbside pickup. And now your local Pizza Ranch is here with safety measures and social distancing guidelines in place to provide all the buffet favorites you've been missing. Our full buffet is now open, and we look forward to serving you safely. Because here at Pizza Ranch, we're here for you.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet, for delivery or to go. Call 754-5555.
Welcome back to Mount Pleasant High School. It is Region 8 final volleyball between Waco and Notre Dame. Both teams seeking their first trip ever to the state tournament. Both teams had huge emotional wins. Waco at Lisbon Monday night and Notre Dame over Holy Trinity, which you just don't beat Holy Trinity at Holy Trinity. And Notre Dame expended a lot of energy, a lot of emotion. How much will that play into tonight's game, Chin?
I think they had a night rest. They'll be fine. These girls are in pretty good shape, so I think Notre Dame's ready to play. So
we'll find out in just a couple of minutes. Both teams, they know each other. Again, they met earlier in the season. October 8th was that first game where Notre Dame won 3-1, and both teams have been hot as of late. They've won 8 or 9 straight each, and they both come in playing very, very good volleyball. And Notre Dame's been an interesting story this year. They're only 16-5 in the season, where Waco 26-7. Why has Notre Dame played so many fewer games? Well, it's because they were hit by COVID early in the season, missed basically the first 2 weeks. Their head coach, Mike Kelker, got COVID. He ended up taking the season off. So Coach Susan Reed and Coach Mike Davis have stepped in as kind of co-head coaches. And Mike's going to kind of be the head coach here in the postseason, with Susan being the assistant. And just a neat story to see these girls fight through the COVID. And they've lost some girls. They picked up some girls. And here they are, playing for a trip to the state tournament. So we'll find out who goes for the first time ever in school history. Will it be Waco? Will it be Notre Dame? Back in 2 minutes to find out right here on KBUR.
Tomorrow would mean something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back into the football game. Bob Dodd's Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student-athletes competing under those Friday night lights. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds and love cheering them to victory. They go for a touchdown in insurance protection and service every time. Trusted tomorrow, contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 1-800-642-6591 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
I'm Max Mercer, the new commercial and ag lending specialist at Danville State Savings Bank. After gaining experience with investment real estate and commercial lending in the Quad Cities, I'm excited to return to Southeast Iowa and impact the communities that I grew up in. The team and I at Danville State Savings Bank want to go the extra mile when helping you achieve your goals. Danville State Savings Bank has offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with all the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
After everything that's happened this year, you deserve some fun. A boat to relax in on the river, an RV so you can road trip, or maybe an ATV to explore the backcountry. I'm Brady, your consumer loan specialist at the Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, I can get you pre-approved for the loan you'll need. One more way the Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
You've got a lot of banks to choose between when making a decision on checking accounts these days. And we at Pinot Grove Savings Bank want you to choose our regular consumer checking account. Not only will you be joining a bank that meets the needs of the entire family, but you can also trust that your dollars will be invested locally right here in Southeast Iowa in the form of loans to your friends and neighbors. We're Pinot Grove Savings Bank, working for Southeast Iowa. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Mount Pleasant High School. Region 8 Girls Volleyball Championship action coming up in about a minute. Just had the national anthem. And, you know, there's all sorts of storylines with everybody's season. And Notre Dame has a unique one this year. And all the girls are wearing Rally for Reed shirts. And, of course, there's Coach Susan Reed. And I think there's been some confusion. Some people think, well, why are they all wearing their coach's name on their shirts? It's actually Susan's nephew, Reed Gleason, who passed away just a couple of weeks ago at the age of five. And, you know, the team is embracing that. And just a neat part of everything the girls are doing. Reed is the grandson of legendary Southeast Iowa coach Dan Reed. And, fought a long fight, but lost it just a couple weeks ago. So our thoughts and prayers are with them as we get underway. And there it is, first serve of the match. And it is into the net. So Waco, maybe some nerves for that first serve.
Oh, yes. Not a good way to start for Waco.
And here's Notre Dame with the serve. And there's a miscommunication again on Waco's end. Notre Dame up early, 2-0. I'm just glad I got through my little talk about Reed Gleason. I didn't know if I was going to make that one or not. So 2-0, and serving for the Nikes is Josie Bentz, who had the game-winning kill against Holy Trinity Monday night. And there's a point for Waco. Big hit.
Mike Graber.
You mentioned she's tough outside.
Yep, she is. She has a very good, hard, sharp cut. Hopefully our outsides are already on defense when she goes up.
There's the Waco serve. Artman, Bentz, little dink by Katie Stevens, gets back over the net by Graber. Here's Stevens with the hit. I'm not going to say the S word. Graber, big hit. Artman with the save. Bentz, over the net it goes. Waco looking to set up Graber again. She goes with the dink. Back and forth they go. Bentz, Deary, big hit. Blocked nice by up. Waco, and
double called on
Bruce
Waco.
Huddleston on the net as the official says there was a double hit.
Yep, double hit on the second contact.
So your score is 3-1 here in the early going. If you're just joining us, this is Region 8 final volleyball action at Mount Pleasant. Notre Dame and Waco. Notre Dame ranked 14th. I believe Waco is ranked about 10th. And there's a spike from Waco. There it was. I said it. Check mark 2 on the bad vernacular box at the Cat Club where they're keeping track of all my mistakes. Anyway, the hit got blocked by the Nikes. Point Notre Dame. 4-1. Notre Dame in the lead. Here's the set for Graber. Big hit.
Touch on the block by Notre Dame.
Okay.
Point Waco.
So what's interesting is what I'd consider myself a pretty casual volleyball fan. It's interesting to me. They try to block every hit, but so many of them end up back in the net or going out of bounds. Sometimes isn't it almost better just to defend it and get the bump, or no?
Yes. Yes and no. Just depends.
And there's a big hit by Deary out of bounds, wide right, making the score 4-3. Notre Dame leading here in the early going. So I suppose that's part of the
game.
Depends on your rotation
strategy
and who you got up front and who you got in the back. Okay, okay. So there's the serve from Waco. Bent, Stevens. Big hit by Stevens, blocked by Waco. Artman with the save. And there's Bentz with the reverse shot over the net, and now a little hit by Waco, and down it goes. Lona Ferrier.
Nice backslide set by Grace to number 13. Wasn't a very hard hit. Our defense has got to be able to pick that up.
Am I allowed? Is that a dink, or is that not
it's
really
a miss hit?
Just kind of a miss hit. Okay, yes. Okay. So there's Belcher in the back row. Sets up Deary with the hit. Saved by Waco. Set to Graber, blocked by Deary.
Nice up.
Bentz, set. Stevens, big hit. There's Waco, and they're in the lead now for the first time tonight.
Cobo has a nice setter dump there on two. Our back row has got to be prepared for that. Caught him off guard, I think.
So right now it's Waco 5, Notre Dame 4. Aubrey Garnsey, one of the top servers in the state.
Nice short serve there.
Drop the short serve in. Notre Dame couldn't handle it. Point to Waco. 6-4 Warriors.
Notre Dame's a little tentative on their attacks right now. They need to go full speed. It seems like they're going half speed on their attacks.
Well, I wondered, as I said in the pregame, how much of a maybe emotional and energetic letdown they'd have after that huge win Monday night down in Fort Madison. But we'll see how they hang in there as the Waco serve sails wide right, making the score 5-6.
Notre Dame needs to avoid serving to Waco's libero. She's a pretty good passer.
So there's Deary serve in play, and a hit out of bounds by Graber. So the Nikes have Stevens, Bentz, and Korskin up front. Bentz, Kerrigan, Belger, and Gabby Deary back, and here's Deary to serve. Ball is in the air.
That's a nice serve.
Waco gets it back safely. Set by Bentz. Big hit by Stevens for the Nikes.
Katie had a nice approach there. Crushed that hit.
So much of it is the pass and then the timing on the jump. So 7-6. Notre Dame, after falling behind 6-4, has rattled off three straight behind Deary's serve. There's another serve to Garnsey. Set by Coble, hit by Graber. Down it goes. Point for Waco. Tied up at 7. So back and forth we go. Game 1, knotted at 7. Serving for the Warriors, number 10, Lindsey Roth. And short serve to Bentz. And they get it back across. Here's a set from Coble. And the hit by Roth.
Nice stop by Josie.
Great save by Bentz. And Stevens knocks it over the net for the Nikes.
Another
big
slide
hit.
Set.
Oh, and he just, Waco just barely dinked it to the top of the net. It rolled about 6 inches on the white tape. Fell on Notre Dame's side of the court. And now it's 8-7, Waco in the lead. So there's the serve, and it's an ace.
Waco's got some tough serves here. They're short, and they're dropping quite a bit. Notre Dame needs to adjust and move their feet closer to the net here.
So in my research, after being corrected for using the term spike, I did see somebody says spike serve, or is that not proper?
No, usually that's called a jump serve.
We call it just a jump serve. Okay. You know, I make sure I got everything straight here. And back and forth we go. Notre Dame down 2 right now. Big hit by Stevens. Block. But a save by Artman. Great play by the Nikes on defense.
Middle set.
Coble. Nice Roth. Block. And a point for Notre Dame. 8-7. I'm sorry. 8-9. Waco in the lead. Katie Stevens on the serve. Right to Garnsey. Coble. Set. Roth hit, missed it. Into the net, point for the Nikes.
Notre Dame needs to be ready here. Grace Coble is in the front row setting, so she has a tendency to do a center dump here.
So there's a good serve by Stevens.
Nice back set.
And nice a hit in the block by the Nikes. Artman on the pass. Set, Bentz, spike, Bentz. And nice defense by Waco. Here's the set to McLaughlin. Her spike is. Coach Davis says deep.
Definitely out.
The corner.
Up ref overruled that corner.
Corner ref said in, but we're having a conversation about it.
Up ref overruled and said that it was. Ooh.
No, they're saying it was in. They're leaving it in. So now 10-9, Waco leads. There's the Waco serve. Artman. Bentz. Dink. Right to a place where they weren't. Hit it where they ain't.
That's exactly right.
I don't know if anybody's made that volleyball t-shirt yet, but I think that might be where I make my first million. Hit it where they ain't. Pretty straightforward approach, and that was a smart play by junior Josie Bentz. So we're tied at 10.
Maisie Belger's back in for Kerrigan.
So you see the Belger girls rotate in quite a bit. Maisie plays more up front. She's quite a bit taller. Kerrigan does more of the back row play. And there's a hit out by Grace Coble.
Oh, by Miles.
Check
number
that.
Number nine.
Nine is Ellie Miles, you guys. And here is Jenna Bentz on the serve. Right to Garnsey, the libero. Now a big set to Waco. Back and forth they go. And a
nice
hard
shot.
Hit by Josie Bench for the Notre Dame point. 12-10 Nikes. And Coach Coble wants a timeout for Waco with Notre Dame leading 12-10 in set one. We'll be back after this on KBUR.
Convenience. According to the dictionary, it's being able to proceed with little effort or difficulty. You look for convenience when you're shopping for clothing and food. And at Pilot Grove Savings Bank, we want you to choose our financial institution based on convenience. With 14 convenient locations scattered across Southeast Iowa and friendly customer service representatives at all of them, you're sure to be treated with the hometown service you are looking for. We're Pilot Grove Savings Bank, now open on Gear Avenue in West Burlington. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Set one is about halfway over here at Mount Pleasant High School. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen on the call. It is Notre Dame on a little run now. They've fallen down 2 to Waco. Now they're up 12-10. We got a great crowd on hand here. Still time to get to the gym if you'd like. Make sure to mask up. And if you
nice
can't get here, KBUR.com worldwide. Back and forth they go. Waco over the net to the Nikes. Artman pass. Bentz set. Korshkin! Big hit, but it was wide left.
Nice set there by Bentz, Jenna, to get their middle involved.
So 12-11, Notre Dame leads, and set to serve is Lona Ferrier. Serves it to Stevens. Korshkin knocks it over the net for the Nikes. Artman, pass, Bentz, set, Bentz, spike.
Nice shot.
Darn it, I said it again, but it was in. Hey, if they go in and I call them spikes, I'm going to call them spikes. With the kill, 13-11 Notre Dame in the lead. And as I started to say, KBUR.com. So if you have, you know, friends, family that can't be here tonight, if they don't want to be in the group setting here in the gym, or maybe you've got folks too far away. We had listeners in California and Texas on Monday night. I was getting texts and Facebook messages from, so appreciate that. As a big spike, gosh darn it, there it was again. Big hit by Waco off the outstretched arms. Artman goes out of bounds, and it's now 13-12. Notre Dame just up 1.
Morgan Graber comes back in for Lindsay Roth in the front row.
So Molly McLaughlin on the serve.
Nice pass.
Fielded by the Nikes. Big hit by Deary. And couldn't be handled by the back row of Waco. 14-12 Nikes.
That was Gabby on the outside with that hit. Normally she hits middle, but they must have changed it up a little bit.
But nice to see a lot of fellow high school volleyballers in the gym tonight. We got most of the Burlington team here in front of us. Elena Zeiser and others.
I see Riley Todd and Hope here from last year's team.
Oh, there you go. And back and forth we go. Here comes big hit by Graber, fielded by Artman. Set by Bentz. Hit by Stevens. And defended well by Waco, but it was one of those high shots. High pass is too close to the net. Couldn't do anything with it.
Correct. That was what we call a unfortunate error. Unforced error on Waco's part.
But, so good to see a good crowd here. We've got some the West Burlington team back again, the Marlowe girls and others. It still just makes me sick that those girls couldn't play in the postseason due to COVID. I think West Burlington would have had a good chance to go to Cedar Rapids themselves. But they'll move on to basketball, where they'll be quite competitive as Deary winds up and hits it big time.
Nice quick set there by Jenna to Gabby. Gabby put it straight down.
16-12. Notre Dame at one point was down 10-8. So they're on an 8-2 run. Here's the serve by Bentz. Set by Garnsey.
Outside here.
Oh, Graber's
nice touch.
Hit.
Nice touch by Artman.
It was Morgan Graber with the kill. Artman dove and got it. This gym's a little bit deeper on both sides, so the girls had plenty of room to run and dive after it, but it was just too far gone by the time they got there. 16-13. Here's the serve by Miles. Set by Bentz. Hit by Belger, defended by Waco. Now
there's a little setter dump there.
The setter dump. I'm learning all sorts of stuff from Chin here. And Stevens gets it over the net for the Nikes. Graber, big hit. And it's in. 16-14. Waco's not going away easy.
Waco's making an adjustment. It looks like Notre Dame is blocking her angle, and Graber is hitting her straight down the line. Notre Dame needs to get the libero down the line to get those balls. She's staying in the middle at this point.
Thank goodness we got Chin here, because I would not have seen that.
Oh, nice shot by Graber.
Geary with a big kill. So that's a little bit of a different deal, a quicker set.
Yes, a quicker set. It doesn't let Waco double block her, so she's one-on-one with their middle blocker, higher percentage.
As I mentioned in the pregame, checking out the stats on that Varsity Bound site, which is a great site, I might add. If you follow high school sports at all, Quick Stats Iowa, Varsity Bound, they do a phenomenal job. But Waco is a team number one by far in 1A in blocks, and they've got the number one blocker in the state in Graber. And there's a point for the Nikes as Waco couldn't handle the serve. 17-14, Notre Dame leads.
18-14.
And to your point, there's way more to blocking than just being tall and athletic. It's
exactly
where you're at and timing.
Position, timing, and then penetrating on top.
So Belger's serve returned nicely by Waco, but the spike by Morgan Graber sailed deep. 19-14, Nikes. One of these teams is going to state, one's going home, and neither have been to Cedar Rapids before. So it's going to be an exciting night, no matter which team is victorious.
Nice.
Waco has a shot blocked, and they kind of went block, block, dink, and it ended up on the floor on Notre Dame's side. So point to Waco, 19-15. Aubrey Garnsey on the serve. Nice serve fielded by Stevens. Bent sets Deary. Winds up big, but it's blocked. But Notre Dame retrieved it. Waco trying to get it back across the net. There's Graber. Blocked by Deary. Set by Bentz. Hit by Stevens. Defended by Garnsey. Here's the set to Graber. She winds up and swings.
Nice up by Artman.
Nice stop by Artman.
Oh, spike nice shot
by Stevens. Oh, a diving Garnsey couldn't get it. Point to the Nikes. 20-15 in set one. Gabby Deary on the serve for the Nikes. Serve is
nice
in
serve.
Play.
Roll shot by Garber. Picked up easily by Notre Dame.
Whoa! A big wind up
nice
and swing by Stevens, but defended well by Waco. Graber spike. Saved by Deary. Belger with the bump, and Korshkin gets it over. Koble, Graber, hit. Diving Gabby Deary gets it over to Bent. She dinks it over. Now here's Waco.
Find something here, Notre Dame. Run a play. There's one.
Stevens.
Nice shot.
Pound City. Down it goes for Katie Stevens.
Nice set by Jenna. Faster pace to the outside.
And Waco wants a timeout as Notre Dame's jumped out to their biggest lead of the night, 21-15 in set one. Back in 30 seconds right here on KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Welcome back to Mount Pleasant High School and Region 8 Volleyball Championship action. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen. I've been around for years on KBUR, but Chin's a new addition to the broadcast squad. Chin, we thank you for coming down from Iowa City. Chin's part of the Iowa Rockets travel volleyball team, and we're seeing a pretty good match so far.
Yes, we are.
21-15, the Nikes on a little bit of a run. Here's Deary's jump serve.
Nice serve.
Fielded by Waco, big set. Graber, nice hit. Deary dives to get it. And now Vince with the long pass
back set,
over
back
the net. Boy, Graber really wound up and swung at that one. Point Waco.
Substitution Waco, number 10, Lindsay Roth, replaces Graber.
So Roth replaces Graber. She'll come in and serve. Lindsay Roth, senior. Of course, Roth, a name synonymous with Waco, as is Coble, as is Shellman, as is McLaughlin. There's the serve by Roth, set by Vance Stevens. Smash City, but defended well at the net by the Warriors. Now the dink into the net by the Nikes, and a point for Waco. 21-17. Each teams are having these little mini 2 and 3 point runs, but can't keep the momentum. There's the serve by Roth, fielded by Stevens.
Back set to Katie. Katie puts it down.
It was actually Bence with the diving pass, but Stevens with the with the kill. 22-17 on the Stevens kill.
I'm going to bet that Grace Coble is going to set a backslide here for their middle hitter off the serve receive.
And there's the serve by Stevens. Big hit by Coble, and nice there's shot. The point. Protect that, McLaughlin.
McLaughlin's a nice hit.
Now Stevens not doing the jump serve tonight. Or that just kind of will depend on how they're lined up.
Depends how she feels.
Okay. So 22-18, Waco serving. It's Grace Coble, the sophomore.
Nice pass by Artman.
And a little tap over the net by Bence. McLaughlin, Graber, Belger, Bence. Oh, Abby Herschel took a big swing at it, a little bit deep. 22-19, Notre Dame leading in set one.
Good pass here. Nice pass, Artman.
Artman, Bence.
There it is.
Bence, and
nice shot.
Bouncing around deep. Waco gets it over. Here's Artman. Bence. Oh, the little dink. Waco there to field it. Back and forth we go. Coble. Bence.
Nice
and
shot.
And the kill for the Nikes.
Nice cross-court shot by Josie.
And Notre Dame needs that point. Waco is creeping back in. 23-19. Notre Dame leads with Jenna Bence on the serve.
Maisie Belger back in the front row for Notre Dame.
Korshkin, Belger, and Josie Bence up front. Stevens and Artman in the back row with Bence. Ooh. And Bence just missed the serve. Wide left into the net.
Notre Dame's leaving that door open for Waco here.
Probably trying to place that too much, you think?
Yes, just trying to go with a short serve. A lot of times the coach is going to call a zone to serve at, so... Coach must have saw something there.
And that's what the famous clipboards are for in volleyball, right? To hide the signals as Stevens has a nice little dink over the net for the Nikes. There's Coble back over. Stevens, set, Bence. Block, point, Waco, 23-20. One. Waco only down two. And you can hear the Waco faithful getting into it. Here's the serve, Bence to Bence.
Net violation on Waco.
Net violation on Waco. But the kill was in anyway. Neumann. The conversation about the point. There we go. 24-21.
Set point here.
Set point. Set one. The Nike fans are on their feet. Artman, serve. Bumped by Coble.
Middle set.
Set by Coble. And a big hit by
Kissel.
Ella Kissel
muscled that over.
Just came in and really took a big swing at it. 24-22. Notre Dame wants a timeout as Waco won't go away. Back in 30 seconds for the final part of set one from Mount Pleasant on KBUR.
Here at Pizza Ranch, we just want you to know Pizza Ranch is here. Pizza Ranch is here with contactless delivery and curbside pickup. And now your local Pizza Ranch is here with safety measures and social distancing guidelines in place to provide all the buffet favorites you've been missing. Our full buffet is now open, and we look forward to serving you safely. Because here at Pizza Ranch, we're here for you.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet, for delivery or to go. Call 754-5555.
Six. They fought back and jumped out 22-17 at one point, but now 24-22. Waco hanging in there, and here comes the serve by Lona Ferrier. Check that. It's Molly McLaughlin. Bence.
Back
to Bence.
Set.
The hit is blocked and returned. There's another one by Bence. Set. That was too much to handle. Set one to the Nikes. 25-22. And we'll be back with set two after this 1 minute break. Check that. We'll make a 2 minute break right here on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com. Back in two.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Wow, what a tree sale that was. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's had so much fun putting trees on sale, we decided to try it again with all the colorful bushes and shrubs we have left in stock. We have beautiful summer sweet, four varieties of nine bark, and all varieties of barberry at 40% off. We have a great selection of azaleas, several colorful varieties of viburnum, and spireas, all at 25% off. Many colors of roses, sumac, and lilac, some that just arrived last week, at 20% off. Brilliant red dwarf burning bushes, sweet spire, along with boxwoods and all conifers, 10% off. Heck, if it's a shrub of any kind, Ritter's will take 10% off. While you are saving all this money on shrubs, you can load up on bulk rock in three varieties and bulk mulch to protect your tender perennials and roses from the harsh winter weather. Inside, Ritter's has transformed a garden center into a fall and winter decorating showplace. Come see why fall and winter decorating will make your friends and neighbors say,
"Wow, it must be by Ritter's."
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Welcome back to Mount Pleasant High School. Casey Fleming and Chin Nguyen here, where the Notre Dame Nikes hung on to win set one in this Region 8 final, 25-22. Pretty even match back and forth, Chin.
Really even. It could have went either way on that one.
And here's my producer, Rowan. Rowan, you want to say anything?
Hello.
Yeah, there she is. She's a future broadcaster or not. Hopefully a future volleyballer, right, Chin?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. She's really tearing it up at that second grade Y League. Her and Harlan Hilliard and Laney and all the girls, the second graders. But Notre Dame, 25-22 in set one. And neither team's ever been to state. So, you know, this is uncharted territory for both teams. And uncharted territory for me. It's only the second volleyball match I've ever called. So it's just been a lot of fun. We're glad that Chin's here, and your buddy the Magic Man made the trip down as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did.
Okay, well, man, there's Waco opening scoring in set two. So 1-0 here in set two off the big hit by Waco.
I've noticed a couple times now Waco getting a little emotional after they're scoring the point across the net. Hopefully the refs put a stop to that.
And there's a big hit by Deary. Bump, set, spike. That's the old school call. I'm not allowed to say that, but that's what that was. Executed at perfection, huh?
Exactly. It's that simple.
So we're tied at one, and serving for the Nikes is Kerrigan Belger. She's the senior of the Belger sisters, Mazia Jr. Serves to their libero, Garnsey. Here's the set for Graber. Big hit.
Right down the line.
And just catches the paint.
Too easy.
You're right. Them is spiking down the line all night.
Yes. Got to rotate over. If they're playing perimeter defense, whoever's right back needs to dig that up. Otherwise, middle back should slide over.
So 2-1, Waco leading. Notre Dame won the first set. There's Garnsey serve, fielded by, well, not fielded by Ben. She just missed the, I call it a bump. I guess it's a pass officially.
A shank pass.
A shank pass. Okay. Yes. I'm familiar with the term shank. I do that enough on the golf course. So now 3-1, Waco leading. Here's Garnsey serve. She's also one of the best servers in the state. There's a nice set by Bent to Stevens. Great defense, though, by Waco. They get it back over. Belger, Bent. Another serve. Kill attempt by Bent, but blocked
by Grace Coble.
Grace Coble, the sophomore, got her, got a big paw up and smashed it back down. 4-1. Waco in the early lead in set two. Notre Dame won the opener, 25-22. There's this serve to Belger.
Get up, get
set. Deary.
Nice cover by the defense, Notre Dame.
She smashed it, but it was blocked. Now Stevens.
Nice up.
With the kill. And there's a shank pass for Waco.
Yes.
So now Waco 4, Notre Dame 2 as Coach Davis barking out orders to the Nikes. Serving for Notre Dame is Gabby Deary. In the air, over the net. Bumped by Coble. Set for Graber. Too much. 4-3, so just like that, Notre Dame right back in it.
Notre Dame's got to stay away from Gassner on the serve. She's too good of a passer.
You know, we mentioned this now to Fort Madison, but I was dating myself talking about when you used to have side-out scoring back when I was in high school 150 years ago. But with rally scoring, man, it can go back and forth so fast, and there's a nice point by Waco.
Momentum could change so quickly.
Oh, yeah. And you are dealing with 14 to 18-year-old high schoolers that can get, you know, excited or bummed pretty quick. But right now, 5-3, Waco leading. There's the serve by the Warriors.
Nice pass by Belcher.
And the hit by Stevens, defended by Garnsey. Bump over. Stevens, blocked. Artman to Bentz, knocks it over the net. Now here comes Bentz to Korshkin. Oh!
That looked awful good to me from up here.
Caught some paint from up here in the John Keelan's press box.
They called a touch on Waco.
Oh, they did.
Point. Yes, they did.
So flip it. So instead of 6-3, it's going to be 5-4. Coach Coble does not like it. And I've learned in volleyball, if you bark at the officials too much, you can get a yellow card.
Yes, you can.
And if you keep barking, you get a red card, and the other team gets a point, and you got to sit down.
Yep.
Right?
That's correct.
Is that true at the college level as well?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So there's the serve by Stevens. Big hit by Coble. Blocked by the Nikes, but out it goes. Point to Waco. So now 6-4.
L.A. Miles comes back in for Leanne Fort.
There's the serve to Artman and a little tap over by Jenna Bentz. It's usually Josie that's doing the hitting, but that's, I guess that wouldn't register as a kill on the stat chart.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it does.
Yes,
okay.
It does.
Okay, it was.
That's the only shot she had because the pass was tight, so she just reached over and pushed it over. Smart play.
Now there's Jenna Bentz on the serve, set by Coble.
Roll shot by Waco. Nice
barrier
up.
Gets it over. And Stevens bats it over the net for the Nikes. Here's the set to Coble. Too much. That's McLaughlin, actually. Wide right. Point to the Nikes. We're tied at 6. Rowan has some comments. What do you think? Well, it's 6-6. You're right. Okay.
Ooh, missed. And, ooh, they got it.
So Notre Dame just barely got the serve over the net. And
yep. And
they call it
Grace,
carry or
Grace got called for a double.
Okay, double hit. Double hit. Those are tough to call. I mean, you really got to be watching close on those double hits. 7-6.
Typically, they watch that ball. That ball is spinning pretty fast on the second contact. More than likely, they'll call a double.
So the spin. So that's what you're watching, is the spin of the ball.
Right.
And that's a dumb question. Is that why the balls are colorful?
Sometimes,
maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Here's the serve. There's the set. There's the kill by Bence. A Bence bomb.
Yes. Josie Bence with a nice shot. That was a nice set by her sister right up the middle.
So Notre Dame back in the lead, 8-7. Back and forth we go. Notre Dame fell down 4-1 in this set. Won the opener, 25-22. Winner goes to state. Here's Carly Artman's serve. McLaughlin to Coble.
Hitting her. Waco really needs this set or else they're going to be in trouble.
Okay, nice, there's the Artman serve.
Into the outside.
Defended well, and Coble with the
McLaughlin. Miles with the line shot.
Well, the beauty of it is, Jen, nobody else knows between you and I because they can't see. Unless they're dialed into that state feed, the video feed the state puts out. But either way, point to Waco, 9-8, Nike's lead, and there's one of those. That's probably, I don't know what you compare it to in other sports, but when you get it too close to the net, there's just nothing you can do.
It's very tough for the setter to handle that.
So we're tied at nines. And here's the serve by McLaughlin.
Nice pass, Katie Stevens.
Stevens, Bence, Deary out. 9-10. Back and forth we go. Serve by McLaughlin. And into the net. And tried to get a little cute with it.
She's trying to go short there.
And we're tied back up at 10. So there's been
smart serve here. We go right down the line.
And she goes deep on the serve. Here's the hit by Graber.
Nice up,
Stevens. Bence. Stevens with the deep hit. Into the stands it goes. Point to the Nikes. So we're at 11-10 here in the second set. Again, Notre Dame won the opener 25-22.
Waco has two girls serve receiving here. That's tough to do. And we're hitting it right to them.
So Bence serve, Graber hit.
Nice
Bence,
shot.
Nice pass.
Up, Bence.
And Stevens. Here's Stevens. And her hit is a little bit wide. Bit point to Waco. Man. The teams did meet earlier in the season on October 8th, where Notre Dame picked up the win 3-1. But again, I think we throw that out with the trip to state on the line as the kind of knuckleball serve is fielded by the Nikes and the dink over the net by Deary. Now here's Artman on the pass. Bence to Bence and the kill fielded by the Warriors. Graber again. Big hit. Point for the Warriors. They're back in the lead. Fourth lead change this game. Timeout, Notre Dame. Your score, Waco 12, Nikes 11. Back in 30 seconds here in set two for Mount Pleasant on KBUR.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with all the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Waco 12, Notre Dame 11 here in set two. Winner goes to the state tournament next week in Cedar Rapids. And Notre Dame up one set to nothing, but Waco leading by a point right now. Waco's got the serve and the momentum, Chin.
Yes, they do.
Ooh. Serve that looks like it could have been out. Notre Dame fields it anyway. There's a big hit by Stevens, and out of bounds it goes. Point for the Nikes, tied back up at 12. And the Belger girls swap positions.
Notre Dame needs to get some tougher serves here. It's way too easy. Waco's in the system. They have a pretty good shot at scoring.
There's nice a pass. Serve by Belger. A little miscommunication, but they end up
just
with
like
a
that.
Perfect set for Graber. She just pounded that one home. Notre Dame's got to figure out how to guard that far side of the court, Chan.
Right, so what happens is your blocks, you need to scoot your block out to the antenna more so that she, if she does hit the line, you go right into the block.
The antenna?
The antenna, yep.
That's the terminology on the,
yes.
That stick.
Stick up, there,
up
yep.
On the edge there, okay. Okay, I'm learning stuff every minute. There's Garnsey with the serve, one of the better servers in the state, and it's an ace. Now here we are, 14-12. Waco in the lead. That's right. Rowan's here on my lap trying to become a radio broadcaster. That's my 7-year-old daughter, by the way. As the serve is over, Artman, Deary, big hit, fielded well by Garnsey. Waco gets it over. Bentz, set, hit by Deary, barely deep.
Doesn't seem like Notre Dame's talking very much on defense. Players are running into each other right now.
So 15-12, Waco in the lead. Their biggest lead in this set since their 4-1 advantage in the early going. Nearly another ace. Artman a good save, and Bentz gets it over the net for the Nikes. Garnsey. Coble. Boom!
Oh, man. Monster block by Katie Stevens.
Lona Ferrier went up to do a kind of a running kill swing.
Call that a backslide.
The backslide. And it was Deary that got the block, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He really slammed it home. So 13-15. Waco leads. Here's Deary on the serve to Garnsey, the libero. And Graber hits it into the net. Point for the Nikes.
That was Katie Stevens with the monster block. Gabby was serving, so she couldn't have blocked that one.
Oh. Well, you know. 15-14. Notre Dame down one. Deary serve. Set for Graber. Another one into the net. So she's on the near side of the court. She's not having as much success as she is on the other side.
She's normally an outside hitter. Right side's tougher for a right-handed hitter.
So we're not a back at 15 after the Nikes had fallen down four. Notre Dame won the opener 25-22, served by Deary. A little bit deep. Point to Waco. And I know it happens, but those service errors got to be a coach's
it's a nightmare. Yes.
I mean, you don't want to just throw something out there, and I understand you want to get a good serve to the right spot, but there's Stevens. Hit it where they ain't. She didn't really get a big swing at it, but put it right in between two Waco defenders.
Katie has improved quite a bit since last year. She's limiting her hitting errors from last year, and she's actually placing the balls this time.
Good serve by Stevens. Waco defends it. Korshkin to Bentz. And a Bentz bomb! Bentz to Bentz. Boom! 17-16.
They called,
back
they called
in
that
the
set a 32. It brought Josie inside instead of hitting the regular outside on that. That was a nice set.
Good serve by Stevens.
Ooh, that's a double there by Grace Coble. No call.
Set by Bentz. Spike by Bentz.
Down the line. Nice up.
Yeah, I know. I said it. There's Garnsey. Gets it over to Bentz. And another hit by Bentz. Fielded by Garnsey. Back over the net it goes. Stevens with the save. Korshkin pass. Bentz.
Oh, nice.
Hit. Cross court shot.
Up.
Defended amazingly well by Waco. Now Waco a double hit. The double hit. Well, a great crowd here. We'll keep it right here with Notre Dame leading 18-16. And I've referred to it a couple times. Man, the momentum can swing so fast in high school volleyball.
Especially in rally scoring like this.
And rally scoring, is that the standard now?
Yes. I mean, it's been for a few years, but yeah.
College,
exactly.
Travel ball, all that?
Yep.
And is the travel circuit, is that AAU or what's the organization?
There's AAU, but there's also USA Volleyball. So we do the USA Volleyball.
USA, okay. And you have folks from all over Eastern Iowa, girls that travel to Iowa City for practice.
Travel 1.5 hours each way sometimes even.
Okay.
Wisconsin kids come in.
I assume that the Rockets have a website.
Yes, iowarockets.com.
If somebody listening wanted to get some more information, your season runs obviously opposite the high school season.
Right, we start in January, but we're having tryouts right now. So
there you go. So if you've got a future volleyballer in the house, check out Iowa Rockets online.
Grace Coble underneath the net there.
Waco got into the net, so now Notre Dame up 19-16. Things didn't look good about 5 minutes ago when Notre Dame was down 15-11. But they're on an 8 4 run. There's the serve, and there's the blocked kill by the Nikes. And into the net it goes for Waco. Notre Dame now 20-16 here in set two. Katie Stevens on the serve. And I'd agree with you that Katie's improved a ton. Comes from a long line of athletes in her family, both on the mother and father side. And I'd say last year, you know, she was probably overly aggressive.
Yes.
She's
yes.
learned to kind of back off and maybe play within herself.
A little bit of maturity. When you get older, you get smarter.
So that point goes to Waco, 20-17. Notre Dame leading, and Coble on the serve for Waco. Coach's daughter, she knows what's going on out there. Artman, Bentz. Bentz! And out of play it goes. That's tough to defend.
Yes, it is.
That first pass is so important.
Yes.
It makes everything else easier, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So Jenna Bentz on the serve with Notre Dame leading 21-17. Nikes won the first set 25-22. Waco hanging in there. There's Bentz. To Bentz, and down it goes. 22-17.
Waco's in trouble. They keep sending free balls over to Notre Dame. Notre Dame's just crushing it back at them. You're not going to win many sets by doing that.
Timeout in the action with Notre Dame leading 22-17 in set two. Back in 30 seconds here on KBUR.
At Ryan Schmitz, we're big fans of local sports, and we're proud of the athletes who have the courage and the drive to compete. We know this year you may not be able to compete the entire season, so it's important to appreciate your teammates, coaches, and every game you're able to play. From our team to yours, best wishes in the games to come. We'll be rooting for you. Family-owned and operated and part of your community for over 80 years. Ryan Schmitz Flooring America on Roosevelt Avenue in Burlington, where friends send friends.
Welcome back to Mount Pleasant High School, where Notre Dame, winners of the first set, 25-22, are in the lead in set two, 22-17, and they've got the serve. Here's Jenna Bentz. Over the net it goes.
Ooh,
set by
Coble.
And a big hit by Miles, blocked out of bounds by the Nikes. Point to Waco. Thought it was a double there, did you?
On the set, yep. Ball spinning kind of funky there. No call.
22-18. Notre Dame returns the serve, and Maisie Belger knocks it over the net for the Nikes.
Trouble.
There's one of those tough net sets, and Korshkin's there to block it away. Point for the Nikes. You know, looking down at the bench, I didn't mention this Monday night, and I should have. Notre Dame without one of their better servers in Molly Johnson. Johnson twisted an ankle against, let's see here. That might have been that West Burlington match.
Yes, it was.
And hasn't been back since, which is too bad as Waco hits it out of bounds. 24-18. Nike fans to their feet. It's set point with Carly Artman on the serve. Here's the serve in the air. Over the net it goes. Fielded by the Warriors. Set by Coble. Hit by McLaughlin. Defended well by the Nikes. Set to Benson.
Nice.
Oh, a huge kill. Defended by
nice.
Garnsey. Wow. Here's Artman. To Bentz. She'll knock it over the net safely for Notre Dame. Back and forth we go. Set point. Spike block. Defended by Waco in the net. Point to the Nikes. That'll do it for set two by a score of 25-18. Notre Dame now one set away from going to Cedar Rapids in their first ever state tournament. Back with more Region 8 Championship Volleyball after this on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
I'm Max Mercer, the new commercial and ag lending specialist at Danville State Savings Bank. After gaining experience with investment real estate and commercial lending in the Quad Cities, I'm excited to return to Southeast Iowa and impact the communities that I grew up in. The team and I at Danville State Savings Bank want to go the extra mile when helping you achieve your goals. Danville State Savings Bank has offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wow, what a tree sale that was. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's had so much fun putting trees on sale, we decided to try it again with all the colorful bushes and shrubs we have left in stock. We have beautiful summer sweet, 4 varieties of nine bark, and all varieties of barberry at 40% off. We have a great selection of azaleas, several colorful varieties of viburnum, and spireas, all at 25% off. Many colors of roses, sumac, and lilac, some that just arrived last week, at 20% off. Brilliant red dwarf burning bushes, sweet spire, along with boxwoods and all conifers, 10% off. Heck, if it's a shrub of any kind, Ritter's will take 10% off. Well, you are saving all this money on shrubs you can load up on bulk rock in 3 varieties and bulk mulch to protect your tender perennials and roses from the harsh winter weather. Inside, Ritter's has transformed a garden center into a fall and winter decorating showplace. Come see why fall and winter decorating will make your friends and neighbors say,
"Wow, it must be by Ritter's."
Here at Pizza Ranch, we just want you to know Pizza Ranch is here. Pizza Ranch is here with contactless delivery and curbside pickup. And now your local Pizza Ranch is here with safety measures and social distancing guidelines in place to provide all the buffet favorites you've been missing. Our full buffet is now open, and we look forward to serving you safely. Because here at Pizza Ranch, we're here for you.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet, for delivery or to go. Call 754-5555.
Welcome back to Mount Pleasant High School, where Waco and Notre Dame are battling to go to the state volleyball tournament for the first time. Neither team's ever made it to state. Both teams have storied histories in other sports, but volleyball's not been a sport that they've been able to get to state, primarily because you're down here in southeast Iowa with West Burlington and London and Holy Trinity. I mean, Maureen Heath and Melissa Friesmeyer, you put those two together, and does anybody have more wins in high school in Iowa?
Probably not.
And just a tough, tough, tough corner of the state to come out of to get to that state tournament. But one of these teams is going. And right now Notre Dame's in command. Both games have been close, but Notre Dame's won both sets, 25-22, 25-18.
Let's hope Notre Dame finishes off in three instead of going to five.
Well, we've seen it many times. Throughout watching West Burlington this year in a number of games, and in watching Monday night's game, of course, and calling that, Notre Dame won the first two, 25-14 and 25-16.
Yes.
And you thought, man, they're going to run away with this, but boy, did they. Holy Trinity came back like we knew they would, and let's see what Waco's got left in the tank as they set up for a big Coble spike blocked by the Nikes, but it hit the floor. Point for Waco. Waco scored the first point in all three sets thus far.
It's a good sign for Notre Dame.
There's the set to Deary. Dinks it over the net, but blocked well and just caught the what I'll call the coffin corner of football term for looked like maybe... I'm not sure who had that kill, but 2-0 Waco here in the third set. Served by McLaughlin. Bentz to Bentz. Great defense by Garnsey, and there's a block of the net by the Nikes. Point for Notre Dame.
Looks like Notre Dame has improved quite a bit with their blocking. Tough to get around them.
One serving two. Josie Bentz on serve.
Well, I tell you, they got a heck of a PA guy down there. I'm a bit of a PA guy myself. We could almost just keep the microphone dialed into him. He keeps us up to date on the score and who's serving and who got the kill. And that was a out-of-bounds shot by the Nikes. So now 3-1, Waco leading here in the third set. On the serve is Grace Coble, Artman, Bentz. Boom goes Katie Stevens. She does elevate.
Yes, she does.
She gets off the floor. And she took a big swing and caught all of that one. A nice effort of blocking it by Waco, but it sailed out of bounds for the point. So now Notre Dame 2 and Waco 3. As I mentioned, we got a bunch of the Burlington volleyball squad in front of us. They just got edged out in their regional game last night. by Noah Scott.
We got a net call on Jenna Bentz here.
Notre Dame got in the net. All they got to do is run a little electrical charge through that net, and those girls will stay out of the net.
True story there.
I've mentioned that at a few matches this year. Good serve by Garnsey. Notre Dame down two. Bentz. Whoa!
Monster by Katie Stevens.
Katie Stevens.
That was a great set by Jenna.
Call that a, right there. A hit, a kill. I'm going to call it a spike. I know I'm not supposed to, but man, oh, man, was that something to see.
We call that a monster hit there.
That should have got my tally over at the Cat Club up to the proper numerical value, so now I can stop saying that, right? So 3-4. Notre Dame down one. Nice save there by Deary. Bentz bumps it up over the net, and it just sailed out. And the ball cannot hit the antenna on the way.
Cannot hit the antenna. Okay.
So here comes Lindsay Roth, a senior, on the serve. Waco leading 5-3 in set three. Notre Dame won the first two if you're just joining us. Jenna Bentz to Abby Korshkin. Big hit, blocked. Now Stevens, who's caught fire this third set. A huge hit by Katie.
Jenna's doing a great job getting those sets up right where the hitter wants it, and Katie's just putting it away.
And Bentz does something that I don't see too many other gals do, and that's kind of the jump set.
Yes.
There's the hit by McLaughlin, fielded by Artman. Korshkin knocks it over for the Nikes. Coble. McLaughlin blocked by the Nikes. Garnsey back over for Waco. Now another big hit by Jenna Bentz, Josie Bentz.
Jenna got called for a double there.
Called the double, though. Okay. Notre Dame won the first two sets, so they lead two sets to none. If you're not an expert in volleyball yourself listening at home, it's best of five, and then that fifth game is just a 15-pointer, while the rest go to
that's nice up
25. So. Good defense by Garnsey again on the
Stevens
flag. Now Artman and Belcher just miscommunicated there. And here's a big swing in momentum Waco's way. Chin?
Yes, it is. Waco's got to take advantage of this here. It was a good timeout by Coach Davis there.
So Coach Davis and Coach Reed going to rally the troops on the Notre Dame sideline during this timeout. We'll keep it right here with Waco leading 7-4. And momentum, man. I've said it a dozen times tonight, but it just goes back and forth and back and forth. And so much of it has to do with who's serving. We saw it with Randolph and the amazing serving she did Monday night. And, you know, that really can just swing the way the pace of the game's going.
Exactly. What I've noticed about Notre Dame tonight is they're running more of a faster offense, quicker sets to the outside, quicker sets to the middle. That's going to be a big advantage for them once they get to state.
So, that's assuming they win. Now, with the substitutions, can you kind of control who serves, or does everybody have to serve?
You can control who serves by the substitution, yeah.
Okay. I know Notre Dame got caught up in a little bit of a substitution miscue down at Holy Trinity. But back to action. Waco on the serve, fielded by Stevens. Set by Bentz.
Nice shot.
Kill by Bentz. 7-5, Notre Dame. Sneaking back into this one. No limit to how often you can sub?
There's a limit. I believe in high school it's, I think, 12 or 16. I can't remember.
Okay. So that's why they take so much time to track it. Now, the libero can come and go as she pleases.
Yes, for someone in the back row, yes.
Got it. Okay. Nice little dink over by Waco. Coble sets up Garnsey now. Big hit by McLaughlin. Saved by Artman. Almost over in the stands was Jenna Bentz. Back to Artman with a huge hit back over. Coble.
Back set.
Ooh!
Shot by Miles.
Kelly Miles brought the wood there. Big swing and hit by Miles, the senior. Puts Waco back up three here in this third set. Appreciate people listening throughout the Tri-State region. I was mentioning Cassie Randolph, one of the top servers in the state, one of the best players down there at Holy Trinity, I think. I think her dad might be dialed in. Dr. Brad, I know the Brents are listening at home tonight.
Nice up by Artman, nice save.
And, man, they were going back and forth and back and forth, and That was one of those kills from about 10 feet behind the net that Stevens is, I think, pretty darn good at him.
She's good. She's gotten a lot better at back row attack.
Kind of that standing kill where you just get the top spin on it. But so come on, Brent, crank that radio up over there in the house. They said they were yelling and screaming on Monday night, so make some noise. Maybe we'll get Mandy singing some songs and playing some piano for you. I don't know, as Waco knocked that one out of bounds on the return serve. Now 8-7, Waco up one.
Waco's making too many errors. You can't do that against a team like this in a match like this.
So now 7-8, Notre Dame down one. Artman serve, picked up by Ferrier. And back in play by Coble. There's the set. Stevens, big hit. Defended well. Little block by Vince. Point for the Nikes. Tied up at 8.
8-8.
And I don't want to jinx her. Artman had a few service errors Monday night, but really seems to have a serve fouled in tonight.
Yes, she has. There's a nice save.
Diving save by Artman that time. And
set something up here, Notre Dame.
Miles with a nice kill, and now
a
big
hit
by Betts.
That was a tough shot by Betts. Out of system set.
Well, the ball was high in the air, and she timed her jump perfect. Notre Dame's first lead of set three.
9-8.
So in all three sets, Notre Dame's fallen down early, but they've crawled back in. And there's
an ace.
There's an ace.
Waco
needs
a timeout here.
10-8. Notre Dame. 2-point lead. In set three, they lead 2-0. Waco. Oh, they had a big hit, but out of bounds it goes. And you can see some steam coming out of
the body language.
Warriors
over there by Waco is not good right now.
So Waco needs a point as Artman's service has been hot. Here's the serve in the air. Drops down. Garnsey, nice pass.
Back set.
Big hit.
Way too many errors.
Hit it right into the net. All right, Coach Coble wants timeout. Notre Dame 12, Waco 8. In set three, back after this on KBUR.
Weather now. News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
Our forecast for this evening, mostly cloudy skies with a low around 38. Thursday, partly sunny. Wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour with a high near 46. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 30. Friday, sunny with a high of 51. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 37. Halloween, Saturday, sunny with a high of 61. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 36. And Sunday, sunny and breezy with a high near 45.
Welcome back to Mount Pleasant High School, where Notre Dame has won the first two sets by scores 25-22, 25-18. And here we are in set three, Region 8 Championship. Winner goes to state, and the Nikes lead 12-8. They fell down early in this set, but they've came roaring back. And there's Artman's serve. Sets up Coble. Defended well by Bentz. And here's the other Bentz. Big hit, but defended by Garnsey. She gets it over the net for Waco. Bentz to Deary.
Nice shot.
Boom!
Waco's got to get out of this rotation. They're in trouble here.
So 13-8.
Artman with some tough serves there, that's for sure.
This one's kind of a higher lob serve. And here comes the hit by Coble. Blocked by Deary. Notre Dame is on a run. Lot on the line. Winner goes to state. Neither team's ever been.
I'm going to guess that Grace is going to try a setter dump here since her hitters aren't connecting.
And there's the nice dropped in serve by Artman. Big hit by Kissel in the middle. Set. Kissel. Little push shot over. Bentz to Bentz. Dink. Caught up by Waco. They knock it over the net, and here come the Nikes. Artman, Bentz, Deary, blocked.
Nice block.
Belger, Bentz, Bentz, blocked.
Out of bounds.
Point to the Nikes. 15-8, Notre Dame.
Waco's got to do something different here. Way too predictable here.
Oops. A timeout, Waco. Coach Coble can feel this one slipping away. Can the Warriors scratch back and make a match of it? We'll see. Back in 30 seconds on KBUR.
At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Welcome back to Mount Pleasant High School. We appreciate Mount Pleasant's athletic director and assistant getting us set up here in the John Kuhn's broadcast booth. And it's the Nikes, 10 points away from a trip to the state tournament. And Waco gets the point there. Deary on the block, but it went out of bounds. So they stopped the bleeding. Notre Dame was on about a seven-point run there. They were down 9-7, and it flipped to 15-9. Or to 8, maybe. Anyway, 15-9 now. Notre Dame trying to get the serve back. Set by Waco, hit by Graber. Defended by Artman, set by Bentz, hit by Deary. And there's Graber again, her hit. Saved by Artman. Stevens, Bentz gets it over the net. And there's Garnsey. Blocked by Deary!
Nice block.
That Garnsey's phenomenal. She's everywhere in that back row.
She's all over the place. She's digging everything up.
So now we're at 16-9. And serving for the Nikes is Josie Bentz. Serves in the air. Over the net it goes. McLaughlin. Coble.
No, block. Nice block. But
well, guess who's there to save it? Garnsey. Bentz. Deary.
Deep. That looked like it was touch.
Girls think it was tapped. Coach Davis, Coach Reed, they think it was tapped. The volleyball moms, Monica and Julie, listening at home, thought it was tapped. The former volleyball moms, the retired volleyball moms. Boy, nice Stevens with a huge kill, but saved by Garnsey yet again. Waco not going away yet. Notre Dame leads 16-10. Here's a set. Bentz, Stevens, big smash defended by Garnsey again. Coble, Graber, block at the net. And there's a bump over. Artman from the back row. Bentz, Deary.
Oh,
down it goes for the six-foot sophomore. 17-10, Notre Dame in the lead. Okay, we're at 17-10 in set three. Notre Dame won the first two. They were close. 25-22, 25-18. A trip to Cedar Rapids and the state tournament on the line. Kerrigan Belger on the serve. Garnsey set to Graber. Big hit. Blocked, but out of bounds. Point to Waco. I've seen too many of these volleyball matches. I know that we could still be here in an hour and a half just as easy as this thing could be over in 8 points. So we'll see. Here's Garnsey, one of the better servers in the region. Stevens for the eight, or Bentz with the shank pass. So, point to Waco, 17-12.
She's serving that high on Bentz. Bentz needs to stay down on that and get your hands involved. Jumping and trying to dig, it's not going to work.
Ooh, a little net tip. And there's Stevens to pound it over. Garnsey sets Graber, knocks it over to Stevens. Into the net, trouble for the Nikes. Point to Waco.
Waco's got some momentum here.
17-13, Notre Dame leads. Nikes won the first two sets, so they're looking to close it out while Waco's looking to hang on.
Nice
save
by
Belger. Big set. Big kill by Stevens. I was kind of channeling my inner Don Brandt there. That means nothing to you, but Don Brandt, a broadcasting legend in Southeast Iowa.
That was a nice quick set to the outside there by Jenna Bentz.
So now here's Gabby Deary on the serve. 18-13. Serve into the net.
Say,
if you can master that, so Deary serves it into the net, it just trickled over and fell. That's awfully difficult to defend.
Yes.
Now, does anybody try to do that?
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes we do. Okay. 19-13. I'm going to get Rowan working on that. Serve it to the white tape on the net. Nice little dink over by Waco. Set by Bentz. Hit by Stevens. Point for the Nikes. 20-13. Notre Dame can smell victory. Here comes Gabby Deary on the serve. Coach Mike Davis pacing the sidelines for the Nikes. The serve up and over. Garnsey puts it back over to the deep side. Set by Bentz.
Oh, smack nice.
By Stevens. Good night. What a hit.
That was a monster hit.
21-13.
She came alive this third set. Putting everything down.
A lot of energy from the junior, Katie Stevens. And there's the serve by Deary.
Set.
Graber's shot blocked. Coble to Garnsey gets it over and out. Point for the Nikes. 22-13. Of course, Katie Stevens' grandfather, Delbert Stevens, a former SEC Blackhawk. Coach Watkins and the Blackhawks got a scrimmage going tonight in West Burlington, so we'll have that score for you later on tonight and definitely in the morning with Steve Hexum on the morning show here at KBUR. There's the Deary serve. Big hit by Graber, but too much mustard. Out of bounds it goes. 23-13. Now, keep in mind, this game was 9-8 Waco, and Notre Dame has just caught fire here in the second half of this game. There's Graber. Big hit, but it's deep.
Match point here.
24-13. Match point. Sophomore Gabby Deary serving to go to state. It's in the air. Over the net it goes. Garnsey defends it. Coble set. Waco gets it back. There's
it back to
Stevens
Katie.
To Bentz. Here comes Stevens.
Oh,
she missed the hit. And Waco
still alive.
Hangs on by a thread. They live for another point. Lindsey Roth coming in to serve, trying to keep things alive for the Warriors. The winner goes to state. Neither team's ever been. The game hangs in the balance. Serve almost deep, saved by Belger. Bentz set. Korshkin hit. Garnsey a great save for Waco. Coble to McLaughlin, gets it over. Belger set by Bentz. She dinks it over. Good defense by Waco. And there, hit is good. 24-15. Don't close the concession stand yet. You never know what can happen in these high school volleyball games. We've seen comebacks like this all season long. Here's the serve by Roth. Artman. Bentz. Stevens! Defended by Garnsey again. Now Garnsey gets it back, knocks it over. Artman. Bentz. Dink. Point! Nikes are going to state! First time ever! Book your hotel rooms. Put in for your PTO. The Nikes heading to their first ever state tournament in volleyball with that 25-15 third set win. It's a three-set sweep. And the Nikes make history tonight in Mount Pleasant. We'll be back with the postgame show after this on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KVUR and KVUR.com.
After everything that's happened this year, you deserve some fun. A boat to relax in on the river, an RV so you can road trip, or maybe an ATV to explore the backcountry. I'm Brady, your consumer loan specialist at the Danville State Savings Bank. With your good credit, I can get you pre-approved for the loan you'll need. One more way, the Danville State Savings Bank goes the extra mile. Offices in Danville, New London, and online at danvillebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with all the planning and design no matter what project you're working on. And they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington.
Wow, what a tree sale that was. Hi, this is Steve from Ritter's Landscaping Home and Garden Center. We at Ritter's had so much fun putting trees on sale, we decided to try it again with all the colorful bushes and shrubs we have left in stock. We have beautiful summer sweet, four varieties of nine bark, and all varieties of barberry at 40% off. We have a great selection of azaleas, several colorful varieties of viburnum, and spireas, all at 25% off. Many colors of roses, sumac, and lilac, some that just arrived last week, at 20% off. Brilliant red dwarf burning bushes, sweet spire, along with boxwoods and all conifers, 10% off. Heck, if it's a shrub of any kind, Ritter's will take 10% off. Well, you are saving all this money on shrubs. You can load up on bulk rock in three varieties and bulk mulch to protect your tender perennials and roses from the harsh winter weather. Inside, Ritter's has transformed a garden center into a fall and winter decorating showplace. Come see why fall and winter decorating will make your friends and neighbors say,
"Wow, it must be by Ritter's."
Here at Pizza Ranch, we just want you to know Pizza Ranch is here. Pizza Ranch is here with contactless delivery and curbside pickup. And now your local Pizza Ranch is here with safety measures and social distancing guidelines in place to provide all the buffet favorites you've been missing. Our full buffet is now open, and we look forward to serving you safely. Because here at Pizza Ranch, we're here for you.
Come to Pizza Ranch in Burlington for their lunch and dinner buffet, for delivery or to go. Call 754-5555.
Welcome back to Mount Pleasant High School, where the Notre Dame Nikes have punched their ticket to the first ever state tournament in volleyball in Notre Dame history. And I'm here to tell you, they've had some pretty darn good teams over the years. But when you're in Southeast Iowa, we've said it all night, when you've got the historic programs of Holy Trinity, which Notre Dame had to get by Monday night in an absolute five-set thriller, and New London, who is still in action playing tonight to punch their ticket to state. We'll try to get you updated on that score if we can find it. But New London went west this year, and Notre Dame is three-set-to-nothing victors tonight over Waco. But, man, Waco hung in there. Those first two games, 25-22, 25-18. And then the third game, Notre Dame just caught fire late on a big serving run by Carly Artman. I think it was an eight straight point serving run by Artman. They win the third one going away. It was Jenna Bentz set or dump for the final point to send Notre Dame to state with a 25-15 win to serve up that three-set sweep for the Nikes. But, man, Waco, they put out a heck of an effort. You know, even though it says 3-0 on paper, that's what you'll read in the paper and see online, Waco led all three sets. Matter of fact, they led by 4 and 5 points in the first and second game. It really went back and forth. This match very easily could have gone to 4 or 5 sets. But it seemed like when Notre Dame needed that momentum, when they needed that extra boost, they got that diving dig, or they got a big hit from Stevens or Bentz or Deary. They got some great defense in the back row tonight from Artman, and Belger made some great diving saves in the background, as I see a whole bunch of the Belger brothers out wandering around on the floor celebrating with his family. The family that is Notre Dame. So excited for all these kids, parents, coaches, teachers. It takes a village, and just so proud of everything that this team has worked through. We don't even know if they were going to have a season. You know, they had to miss the first 2 weeks because of COVID. And here we are going to state. And Chin's going to step aside. And we're going to put the headphones on Coach Mike Davis. And get him situated here. And congratulations.
Thank you.
That's got to feel pretty good.
Glad that one's over. Yes.
Well, you know, we talked at the outset of the challenge of coming off. So all that emotion, all that energy in that game at Holy Trinity Monday night, then you got to play a team that you beat 3-1 3 weeks ago. How'd you get the girls ready to play?
Honestly, I don't think they were. We didn't have our best outing. I got to give everything to Waco. I mean, they found our holes. They found our weaknesses. They were swinging away, digging every ball we threw at them. We just couldn't get into our normal offensive rhythm and system. And, whoa, it was tough. I mean, we battled. I mean, we kind of pulled away there on three, but I'll tell you what, we didn't look like we normally look. But I'll tell you what, it's like you play teams like Holy Trinity and Waco, and they're going to give you everything they got every time.
And they did, and I was just, you know, we were talking about that here in the post game and throughout the game. This game shows up as a 3-0 sweep, but it was a battle. Waco scored the first point, I believe, of all three sets.
Yes.
They led by 2, 3, 4 points in each of the sets. Matter of fact, the third set, they came out, and they were 4-1.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. But I'm with you. I don't think the girls maybe had the energy or the enthusiasm they had Monday night, but understandably so. You put so much into that big game against the rival in Lee County, and you got to come back and play a very good Waco team. Well-coached, good athletes, big girls. Defensively, they're phenomenal. I know they lead 1A, I know, in total blocks, and they lead in some other defensive statistics. They didn't just lay down and go away. They played phenomenally.
No, they have a big front line. That's kind of intimidating, too, because they get a lot of touches on balls, and it's hard for us unless we're really in system and pushing it to pin-to-pin. You know, we're susceptible to their big blocks. You know, we get against some of these other teams that don't have that big of a block. We got athletes that can jump over the top of them. That didn't happen tonight. They were there blow for blow. Like I said, sometimes I think our team, tonight anyway, you know they're a good team, and sometimes they think just because they're on the floor, they're going to win. And we got on them hard, and we was like, you know what, if you're going to be a good team, you got to prove it. And I think the end of the third, it finally started to click, and we started playing a little bit better.
Well, and I do think, you know, one of the positives in my very amateur assessment, I thought the girls served the ball very well tonight. Not as many service errors. Artman got hot there late. She served 7 or 8 straight points. So that was a definite positive to take away.
That is. I mean, we're not an aggressive serving team. We don't ask our girls to go back there and try to score points from the service line. So when they're back there missing points, it really does us no benefit at all. It'd be different if I had a jump server back there and say, hey, let it rip. And if you miss 2 or 3, I can live with that. But if you're just serving to serve, we got to get them in.
Keep it in play.
Just keep it in
play. The girls
yes.
did a nice job with that this year. And speaking of the year as a whole, and I know it's not over yet, off to state we go. Tuesday in Cedar Rapids. Looks like we play Tuesday evening from what we I refuse to look. So two things superstitiously. I refuse to look at any state pairings before the game. And I also refuse to mention I'm like 0-5 in this gym.
Oh, all right.
as a broadcaster. I've come up here for Notre Dame girls, boys basketball. I think I've been up here for a West Burlington boys tournament basketball game. I'm over. So I was not super confident in my superstitions. So thank you for breaking that.
Anytime you need us to break that streak, you just let us know.
So, but let's go back. I mean, you know, here we are in the early fall. We didn't even know if we were going to have volleyball. Then, yeah, we're going to have volleyball. But then COVID hits. I mean, go back and just kind of step us through how the season unfolded and how you guys got through it all.
It is, like I said last time, it's an ESPN special waiting to happen. You know, first of all, with the hiring, Kelker goes down with the illness, and, you know, he steps aside, and then they asked me and Susan to take over. You know, we had the girls practicing one way. We find out a couple of them are now ineligible, so now we have to switch everything around. My libero now becomes my setter, and it just changes everything. So we play that way for a couple times. Have a decent record. You know, we beat some teams that were ranked well ahead of us. And then we get the news we got some eligibility back, and then we got to flip it all around again. And, you know, we had COVID there for 2 weeks at the beginning of the season. You know, Des Moines County right now is pushing its numbers up, so who knows? We just tell the girls, just be thankful you're playing. Just be thankful you're playing out there.
and be thankful that you're going to be playing in Cedar Rapids next week. Coach, we wish you the best up there, and congratulations on a fine season, fighting through a lot of adversity, and go up there and let's win some volleyball games.
Yep, we got nothing to lose. We're going to go up there and show up.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, that's Coach Mike Davis in the postgame here on KBUR. Again, Notre Dame is off to state with a 3-0 sweep of Waco, 25-18, 25-15. We got a couple of future Notre Dame volleyballers here. What do you think, girls? You excited?
Yeah.
Woo! They're excited. Let's hear it. Come on. Yeah, they're excited. And I'm gonna bring Chin back one more time just to thank him from the Iowa Rockets. Came down from Iowa City these last couple broadcasts. Chin, that was a heck of a lot of fun, both Monday night and tonight. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast.
You betcha. I had a lot of fun. Beating a rookie and all.
Well, I think you sounded like much, you made me sound like much less of a rookie, and thank you for your expertise.
No problem. That was fun.
So, again, that's Chin Nguyen, our on-hand expert analyst here at KBUR Radio from the Iowa Rockets in Iowa City. So, again, to wrap it up, it's a three-game sweep. The Notre Dame Nikes are heading to their first-ever state tournament in volleyball as they knocked off Waco 25-22, 25-18. 25-15. For Donnie Claypool, back at the studios. For all of our sponsors, for John Pritchard, for Steve Hexton, for everybody letting us broadcast these first ever volleyball games on KBUR, we thank you. For the Notre Dame Nikes, the coaches, the parents, the volunteers, the staff, the little brothers, little sisters, just such a highlight at such a tough time in life as we fight through this terrible pandemic. So something to cheer for, something to be excited about, are the Notre Dame Nikes and their trip to state in high school volleyball. For Chin Nguyen, for Donnie back at the studios, I'm Casey Fleming. This has been Notre Dame High School Volleyball. We may or may not be broadcasting from Cedar Rapids. We'll keep you posted. Thank you for being a part of high school volleyball history here on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR and KBUR.com.
Notre Dame Girls High School Volleyball on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR has been brought to you by Courtesy Door Sales and Service, the Pilot Grove Savings Bank, Rhinesmith's Flooring America, Standard of Beaverdale, Bob Dodd's Insurance in Danville, Pizza Ranch, the Danville State Savings Bank, and by Ritter's Garden Center and Landscaping on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR.
For over 30 years, Courtesy Door's reputation has been built by the quality of their products and the satisfaction of their customers. Garage doors, openers, or parts, Courtesy Door has what you need. They offer residential and commercial products from Rainer and Clopay, also specializing in large-scale agricultural and commercial doors. To schedule a service call, get a quote, or learn more about the area's favorite door company, go to CourtesyDoor.com or stop by at 2231 James Avenue in Mount Pleasant.
Contractors, do-it-yourselfers, the professional staff at Standard of Beaverdale can help you every step of the way. Doors, roofing, siding, windows, decks, electrical, paint, and of course, lumber. Standard of Beaverdale will help you with all the planning and design no matter what project you're working on, and they deliver. Need a new refrigerator or stove? Standard of Beaverdale. Check out the large Beckman Appliance Showroom. Enjoy the game. Standard of Beaverdale on Beaverdale Road in West Burlington. At Bob Dodd's Insurance, they recognize the value of teamwork and believe that hard work pays off both in sports and in life. They wish all the athletes competing this season good luck and encourage you to put your all into practice today to achieve victory tomorrow. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Bob Dodd's Insurance, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at 319-392-8311 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.